Do you still have a buck tag in your pocket? David Sparks, Sportsman Spotlight. Ask the country's best whitetail guides, and they'll tell you that the late season is a killer time to drop a great buck. They'll also tell you that when the mercury plummets, even the wariest deer will hit the best food sources during daylight. They'll tell you where to set up, what to bring, whether to rattle or call or use a decoy, and even how far to shoot. How do we know all this? Well, here's editor-in-chief of Field & Stream, Colin Kearns.
We reached out to dozens of whitetail deer hunting guides around the country, and we just did this big survey with them asking, you know, what are the common mistakes that hunters might make, or what are some of their best hunting tips that they found work time and again, winter after winter, whether it's on topics on the best late season food source, which a lot of them said standing beans or standing corn, to what's the best moon phase activity for late season deer, to where are late season bucks most likely to bed. So we've got all this great, very specific information from the experts on tips on how to get a deer at the late season, because those are the deer that I'm sure, as you know, are often the hardest ones to hunt because they've been pressured and they're onto the game.
Remember, they didn't make it all the way through the season without getting shot because they were dumb. Hope you enjoyed Sportsman Spotlight. I'm David Sparks.